Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, this worked out very well. Cool. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to start a new school year.
Yeah.
At another new school.
Oh, we're at this time.
Now I am at Morro Bay High School.
Well, I was just trying to double check since I was like, okay, they're starting school here soon. So that's, I was kind of like, that's why I kind of reached out for at least one more episode before I moved. So it didn't interfere with that. So
cool. Yeah. I'm glad you reached out. I never open Instagram. Like I don't regularly open it and I just happened to open it and you must've been on then. And yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned doing it again. Cause I know you've been to Seattle I actually, to be honest, I didn't even look at any of the loved it about your travels in Seattle.
Well, then you kind of cut it out a bit.
Oh, yeah. I said that I have not looked through Instagram to see how it all went, but I would love to hear about it. Did I still cut out?
Yeah.
Oh no. That's annoying. I have a feeling it's my iPad that's kind of messing up here. Let's go ahead and stop this one and I'm going to switch over and just use my phone.
Okay then.
Okay.
So just so I click leave recording, then you'll send a new
I'll
link?
Send another, yeah, I'll send another one to you same exact way.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's try that.
It sounds so far so good. So,
okay, good deal. Yeah, so what I had said was that I would love to hear about how your Seattle trip went.
No problem. It was actually, it kind of felt like it went by a bit quickly since it was only a little over a week, but each day was kind of enjoyable and memorable in its own vein, whether it was kind of seeing the sights or kind of going somewhere different. So,
what are some of the places that you went to?
Stuff like the Space Needle or MoPop, or even the last day I went to a Mariners game since they were out of time when I initially arrived, but they were back home, so that was kind of like a nice way to kind of end the trip.
Yeah. Who did they play?
Boston.
Oh, fun.
And the seats I got there were really nice. And they were only about $75 or so.
Oh, how cool.
Well, what's funny is I took the, they had like a light rail type thing. And there was like a lot of fans on there. And I kind of just followed them to know how to get to the gate and that. So it kind of made it more easier that way. So.
So was it pretty packed then? Were there a ton of people around you and kind of crowding?
Yeah, for that at least. But overall, it was kind of like it seemed, especially in the afternoon, since there were still students at least going to the University of Washington. In the afternoon, it really got packed. So,
yeah.
But it ran every 10 minutes. So it wasn't like if I missed one, it wasn't like going to be like an hour or so for the next one. So,
sure. They probably got that, the logistics of their trams really set to get everybody in there by game time.
Yeah, or just like overall, like if I needed to go to like one end of Seattle to another than that. So it wasn't like that overall wait for overall public transportation. So
yeah. And if I remember right, you took the train up there.
I actually had to fly since it was over the summer, actually. So since it was some time that they randomly canceled mine, since with Omicron they had to limit, Amtrak had to limit how many trains were going, and mine was going to the ones affected, so just used the money that was worth, used that for that, plus initially canceled the airfare from that, and just was able to buy a plane ticket before the prices really skyrocketed, so.
Okay, and did you do this trip all by yourself, or did you go with anybody else?
It was just myself, but of course I kept in regular contact with my family every step of the way, like once I arrived in Seattle, once I arrived back at my hotel, just all that to kind of keep them in the loop. So
that is so awesome.
It was just though kind of nerve-wracking being that far away and kind of having to figure out things on my own, like kind of really relying on Google Maps or Apple Maps to kind of be like, okay, I take this bus here and that. So
yeah, that is very nerve-wracking. I'm kind of spellbound, Jonathan. Like, I love the idea of people being able to get out and travel. I got married really early, so everywhere I always went, I was with my wife. So we had a team effort. But you are doing all of these solo trips, and you're doing everything solo, and that experience has got to completely tap into your bravery. You're a really brave person to be able to go do all that by.
Well, it was just kind of something I had planned like before lockdown and before COVID came around. So it just kind of was like a thing I was wanting to do, and kind of just at least helping with knowing the buses around here in Santa Maria or the bus for San Luis to kind of know where it gets off and kind of and that. So
yeah, that's so cool.
And just the same, I'm kind of having to look up in Humboldt. So
well, yeah, that's a whole nother thing you're getting ready to do here. And so you leave tomorrow, right?
Correct. By this time tomorrow, me and my family will be on the road.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I had a little glitch on my phone here.
As I was saying, by this time tomorrow, we're already being on the road, so.
Okay, and how are you getting there?
It'll be two different cars. My mom has had to rent another car just so, like, since there's quite a bit going with me. So it'll be me, her, my grandmother, and one of my siblings in her main car, and then my stepfather and two other siblings in that car. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so the whole family's going to go and help you move in.
Correct. So.
That's fantastic. Oh, very cool. And I think I saw somewhere that you were going to be doing a live stream.
Yeah, I've never kind of revealed my face, at least on Instagram. And you're pretty much the only person I know that knows at least what I look like. So, but just to like pretty much once I've gotten to know, I have never revealed what I've looked like.
Yeah.
So it'll just kind of be like a one-time thing, kind of if they want to ask questions or stuff like that. It's kind of that, so.
That's awesome. And you're going to use Instagram Live?
Correct. So I'm not going to do it too much since after all, I have still quite a bit to do in terms of maybe plan, make sure I have everything ready for the semester and that. So that'll probably just be a good 30, 35 minutes, so.
Right. Well, again, you know, I've only done a couple of different lives. I think I did a Facebook Live one time. It was fun. It's worth the experience. All of these things are going to give you another level of experience that you can draw from as you're continuing to move through life. I think there's a picture of you on my blog from our Plant Love Garden.
Yeah, I looked my name up and that's still active, so.
Yeah, so that picture's there. And I was thinking about it a lot because at the new school that I'm at, I have a little garden area again. So I'm kind of doing like a garden area 2.0. But I don't know what to call it yet. Mr. Karamitsos back at Pioneer helped me name Plant Love. He was the one that coined that phrase. But I don't know. If you have any suggestions,
Let me know.
Will do.
Okay. And so school starts on the 22nd for you.
Correct.
And do you already have your class schedule?
Yeah, like I already did like an orientation type thing online about a week or so after the tour. I was able to register my classes then, so.
Awesome. So that's all locked in. And what classes are you taking?
Two English classes. One of them, which is over Zoom, or I have two classes overall that are on Zoom, but one English class is in person, the other over Zoom, another film class, and then October, November, there's going to be like, it's a thing that still counts as credit, but it's going to be on a campus dialogue on race. So.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, wow. Then, you're going to be learning a lot. And what is your major?
English.
That's right. Okay. And are you planning to continue writing, like blogs and I know Instagram's kind of a micro blog, but are you going to be doing film reviews, or are you thinking of starting another channel, or do you have plans for social media?
Well, I'm kind of wanting to eventually leave Instagram, just kind of more focused maybe on, since I actually want to maybe more of make actual friends, like in clubs or any of that. I'm kind of grateful that I've gotten to know people, and it's not like some, of course, have come and go over the years. So I just kind of maybe want to do just in general things, whether it's kind of like a kind of outline that I may want to do, maybe still the occasional review, or sometimes just maybe if I take random pictures, like how I did for Seattle, kind of do it that way. So just kind of basically being, I guess, more of a collection of things than per se film.
Sure.
I just don't have it as film, since that's kind of what, I guess, kind of more recognizable to some, since especially since the ones I follow that are film, and kind of it kind of gravitates towards that and hit in terms of maybe if someone new finds what I do, so.
Yeah, I've heard that that's a good strategy online, which is to develop a niche. You know, you talk about films, and you pretty much keep it strictly on films, except for a couple of posts.
But I kind of just kind of, I guess, to kind of keep it, stick to that in case someone's like, hey, you should check out, and they give what mine is, so.
Yeah, that's cool. I feel like that strategy has been working for you. You're probably going to be doing so much reading and writing for your classes that you may not have time
to online. Why just kind of like an outline for a post, like what may happen is just kind of that. It's not like a guarantee that it's going to be on that date or that particular thing. So by just kind of, I kind of want to do it on the side, just kind of more of enjoy things up there. As I said, maybe join a couple of clubs or go out in the community, just kind of do more so stuff like that than kind of be in my dorm and just write a post all day.
Right. Oh, you're going to have some great experiences at the dorms. There will be, I'm sure, all kinds of different clubs. Have you already looked into some of the clubs?
Sort of. They have kind of like a club fair type thing where the clubs kind of like advertise themselves to students, like with members and that. So at some point during the semester, so I'll definitely check out that just to kind of get at least maybe a one-on-one basis, ask them questions about what they do and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll definitely get to get out and sample different things. Do you know who your resident advisor, your RA, is going to be?
Not at this moment, but probably on move-in day, among other questions that me and my family have had, we'll all find out.
Yeah.
Then, so all I know is like I have my own single dorm, but there's gonna be like three other ones in like that hall. So.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a roommate.
Correct.
That's nice. When I was in the dorms, There was one semester where I had a room to myself because for whatever reason, my roommate left or was busy. He just wasn't there very much. So it's kind of nice. You would say you're fairly introverted, right? You like your space to yourself.
Correct.
Yeah. So that'll be really good for you to be able to decompress after being out on campus or going to some kind of a social function. You'll be able to unwind without needing to make small talk with your roommate.
Well, at least with it being just a few others, it kind of makes it more easier, especially like with it being like a shower or anything.
Right. You'll have your own bathroom then? Oh, I think we lost connection again. Let's see. We'll give it just a minute. A little bit of dead air here. Okay, I think I'll finish this recording and send another. Oh no, no problem. What was I saying? I think I was saying that, I was asking you, so do you have your own bathroom?
It's still a shared one, so it's like a shared shower and bath, so.
Okay. Yeah, I remember our bathroom was down the hall. So we just had to grab our DOP kit, towel, walk down the hall, take the shower, head back to the room. But it sounds like yours is it just shared with one other person then?
Well, three others, but it just kind of makes it easier to kind of work around.
I see. So it's one bathroom, but there are three other single units.
Yeah.
I understand. Oh, cool. What's the what's the mascot at Humboldt?
I'm not sure if it's a name or something, but it's like a lumberjack.
Oh, okay.
Since the town was founded like in the boom of like the lumber industry and that, so.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of interesting history there.
Yeah, and I found in my history of California class that they wanted to name like really Northern California, that part, Jefferson, when they were around the time the state was going to be admitted. So.
Oh, that's interesting. So in English, you might be writing about and or reading about a lot of history as well.
Yeah, like one of them is topics in world literature. So.
Oh, yeah, that'll be really interesting.
And it's just one of those that's kind of like a different top. It's not yet been said which topic specifically, since the professor is still finalizing the books. But it's going to be like something different that I'm taking compared to like students next semester and after that. So.
Okay. Do you already know what your second semester classes are as well?
Not quite yet. Since they've not yet have like that at least available to kind of like preview at least. So
will you be meeting with your counselor then?
Yeah, or an peer advisor within the English department. So.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah. You got tons of support. Sounds like you're really doing this right. You went to Allen Hancock, correct?
Yeah, for 3 years.
For 3 years, and then they helped you transfer to Humboldt?
Yeah, just kind of at least with either LAP or I was with also with EOPS, so those kind of at least helped me, and especially on my first ever semester I took like a personal development to kind of help me introduce me to more resources and kind of how to be as a college student. So
yeah. Have they said that being a college student at Allen Hancock would be any different as a student at Humboldt? Has anybody talked about any differences?
Well, I guess in student life? I guess just kind of it being more well, interesting if it's smaller than Hancock, but it's just kind of made me just expect more casework, maybe a bit more resources, and maybe just kind of still, again, kind of like Hancock more so. You're your own advocate and kind of it's up to you how you want to be in that. So it's kind of like no one's going to come. No one like you or anyone in high school would come around and be like, well, you're not showing up in class for any distance. Stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be much more self-directed, autonomous. Well, that's how it works. As you're getting older, you're just taking on more and more responsibility. Have you kept in touch with any other teachers back at Pioneer?
Well, about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, I forget how long exactly, but we met Miss Diaz after 3 years.
Yeah.
At a Starbucks that's like kind of not too far from where I live, so we chatted there for the first time in about 3 years, so that was nice, so
yeah. That's kind of who I was thinking of. I was wondering if you had kept in touch with Miss Diaz at all.
Yeah, other than that, I have kind of emailed others, but never got anything back, so I presume they've been busy, of course, with life or teaching, or some of them, of course, were even coaches for some of the sports, so.
Right. Well, I know at least two of the teachers that I knew back then have moved on to different schools. I think two of them are at Arroyo Grande High School. And I know Mr. McKee retired.
Yeah, I remember reading an article on PV's website. I think it was like, now 2 school years ago, like about the retirees, and it was one of them. So,
yeah, that was right around COVID.
Yeah,
it was done.
And especially like when schools were coming, since we're able to come back into classrooms and that, so.
Well, this is a really exciting time. My daughter is going back to her second year at Fresno State this year. And you're heading up to Humboldt. And a bunch of kids that I knew just graduated this last year. And I can't wait. In about a year, I'll start finding out, you know, what they've been up to. But it's always fun catching up with former students. So are you going to be posting your travels on Instagram?
Sort of. I kind of just want to kind of more of, especially with how I really have to get up and that kind of more. So maybe just kind of watch them. Scenery, at least how I did with the tour and that. When I left for the tour and that. So.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that I will be involved a little more on Instagram. So when I pop on there, I will check in with you, but I'll be careful not to feel free to not respond to me. If you're busy, you don't have to respond to me. I know you're going to be quite busy with school.
Well, at least have a planner to help keep me organized, more organized. So.
Good. Yep. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm about to set up our planner for the school here next year. So planning is always advised. Very cool. Well, it was great catching up with you, Jonathan.
Same here.
Yeah, I will. I will be posting this probably later today. I think because it cut out a little bit, I'll have to do it in segments. So I'll have to do some editing, but I'll send you an Instagram message when I get it posted, and I wish you safe travels and have a fantastic semester. And I'd love to check in with you again and find out how the semester went when it's all over.
All righty. Well, good luck for the first next week with school starting.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon.
All righty.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.